T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I had grown up, you know, with my mom, and she had been very vocal about her opinions on vaccines and how she felt that they were dangerous and caused very bad side effects. And, you know, I had grown up hearing that. And when I started to move on to social media, you know, I was 13, 14, I saw that there was very online heated debate. And I turned to Reddit to ask for advice on where to go to receive my vaccinations, because, you know, I knew that, you know, Walgreens gave out flu shots, but I didn't know, you know, what shots I needed, where to go to save money. And so I asked there, and it kind of just went from there and blew up.
That's an unbelievable story. You were listening to Ethan Lindenberger of Norwalk, Ohio, going to Walgreens to ask how to inoculate himself from the measles. It's insane.
My favorite quote from Ethan is, "God knows how I'm still alive."
So this is a kid. You heard his story as he articulated it on was he GMA?
It was GMA. Yeah,
and he's making news because he's the guy who started this string on Reddit. Like, I'm the kid of an anti-vaxxer, yet I'd rather not have chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis. He never received any of that. The kid's he's not a kid anymore. He's 18. He's right. Responsible for his own health. So he's decided that he wants to vaccinate himself. And could you imagine walking into the Walgreens? Like, hi, I'm a petri dish for all of these life-threatening diseases. Yeah. Can you help me out? Reddit did come to his rescue, by the way, and gave some advice on how to make this happen. And I imagine he did get, he has gotten many of his shots. He got a hepatitis A and B. He got influenza. That's easy. And HPV. That's the Washington Post, I guess, is telling us that he at least got those. But I'm wondering now if this is going to be a trend. Do you know a lot of anti-vax parents?
I don't.
You don't?
Okay. I do not. It's I think it's more of an issue. It's showing up now in the Pacific Northwest, outside Portland, Clark County, Washington. 50 people, mostly unvaccinated kids, have become infected with measles, which we eradicated a long time ago.
Yep.
It's back now. The measles two-dose vaccine is 97% effective against the virus, according to the CDC. But a quarter of the kindergartners in this county, Clark County, Washington, 1 out of 4 have not been immunized.
Wow.
There is an ongoing conspiracy theory that it's a government conspiracy. And that,
what, to not vaccinate these kids and have a measles outbreak?
Well, but again, a lot of people tie it in now with autism and, well, if you vaccinate your kids, you're increasing the odds of other bad things happening. So it's just amazing. And again, you can find anything online to support your position, even though the vast majority of physicians say, yes, you have to get vaccinated.
And it does not cause autism.
No.
And I understand that there was the scare. There was a very unscrupulous doctor who put it out there, especially in communities of color, that and immigrant communities, that you shouldn't do this for your kids. And that has been debunked. But I'm curious if you are the child of an anti-vaxxer, or maybe you have a kid who's 10 now that you did not vaccinate because you were hearing some of these myths 10 years ago and are questioning that now. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We're seeing these outcomes of these kids that are now grown-ups saying, we want this to happen. Reddit blew up. There's more than just Ethan Lindenberger of Norwalk, Ohio, that are children of anti-vaxxers that are opting in as adults now because they can make those decisions. So did you make the choice not to vaccinate, and maybe you're questioning it now, or did you maybe wait because you thought your baby was too little and you weren't sure about the research and have them vaccinated at a later date? I feel like that's a nice compromise. Boy, when I took my kids to the doctor to get their vaccines. I would sweat more than they would. I would cry more than they would because, you know, they're getting four shots, arms, legs, it's all over. The kids are screaming. And despite the fact that it has been debunked, the link between autism and shots, you worry. It's, I know it's folklore, it's tall tales, it's fake news, but you worry. You think about these things. What could go wrong? How could this affect them adversely? What am I putting in my kid? I really don't know. I just had this kid a few weeks ago or months ago. So I understand hesitation on the part of a parent. You want to make the right decision by your kid.
Sure.
I did opt in for the vaccinations. All my children are vaccinated. That's what the doctors assured me, that that was the right thing to do. But if you didn't, we'd like to hear that story.
651-989-9226. If you couldn't or wouldn't go through with the vaccinations, why didn't you? Would love to crawl inside your brain, mm-hmm. understand the thought process.
And then if you are the child of an anti-vaxxer,
right.
did you choose to get vaccinated? Or are you still, nope, I'm good, haven't had chickenpox in 18 years, so I'm good. What, now, your kids are about 30. How old's Walt now?
32? Yeah, Walt's 31. Brett's going to be 29. Mm-hmm. Never a hesitation to get vaccinated.
Were these rumors and this misinformation out there back then, or did they come out after?
I think it came out after.
Okay. So you didn't even think anything of
no.
it?
No.
As I'm sure that my parents did not, and our parents did not. You just take your kid to the doctor, and you get vaccinated, and done. You know, you trust the doctor.
One of our listeners says, how do we know that vaccinations don't cause problems we don't know about yet? In other words, science evolves, right? As
of course,
new
yeah.
observations, new
know.
Tests, new research. So I understand what this listener is getting
and
at.
And we don't know that the sky's not going to fall on us right now. There's a lot of things we don't know.
There's an overwhelming body of science that shows that if you get vaccinated, if your kids are vaccinated, it dramatically decreases the risk of mm-hmm. contracting these diseases.
And then, of course, there's the debate that if your kid is not vaccinated, like these, a quarter of all kindergartners in Washington County in Seattle aren't immunized. Well, when you send your kids to public school, that is very dangerous for right. the public school, the public school kids. And then, of course, you have the mom who has an infant that picks up the kindergartner, maybe in touch with your kid who might have this disease now because they're unvaccinated. Or the kid that comes over for a play date and you have an infant at home that has not yet received these vaccinations. It's a slippery slope. There are a lot of points of failure in not vaccinating.
And measles, I mean, a lot of these diseases can be deadly, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not contracting the flu. And according to the CDC, 3% of people who receive two doses of the measles vaccine will get measles if they come in contact with somebody
really?
Who has the virus.
But I imagine it's a lesser version of what they might acquire had they not had the vaccine.
There's still some potential vulnerability.
There absolutely is.
So, you know, and that's where it gets hard for a lot of people because, okay, you may say, well, I have the freedom not to get vaccinated, not to get my kids vaccinated. And yet you send your kids out to mingle with our kids and you increase the potential that our kids will have
that's
issues.
Right. That's
so that's where it's a slippery slope.
Let's take one call before we have to hit the break. Randall, did you choose to vaccinate your son?
My son has been vaccinated to an extent.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is he has all his vaccines. He's now currently 15 years old. The last vaccine that we had to do was a month and a half ago, which was for the HPV virus.
Yes.
And he had such a bad reaction to that I don't know if, I mean, obviously I'm never going to do the secondary HPV vaccine because right. there's supposed to be more than one shot they're given.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's hard to say.
What was the reaction? Did he get sick?
No, his entire body broke out in hives.
Yeah, jeez. And did the doctor say that that is a side effect?
It is a side effect, but the doctors actually don't know that for sure that's what it was. Very interesting. We're still going through it. He's never had an allergic reaction to anything in his life, and next week we have our first appointment to do the skin test for all his allergies.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, thank God he was okay. And,
yeah.
you know, that nothing, I mean, and that you're going to get extra help.
Yeah.
But
it was never a breathing problem. It never came to that. It did have to do the EpiPen,
yeah.
but his body looked like somebody that just had blisters and burns all over the entire thing.
I'm so sorry, Randall. That's tough. Oh, God. Well,
hey,
we wish him well,
sir. Thanks for calling
in,
Randall. We wish you and your son the best. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, the HPV vaccine, that's a fairly new one. It probably wasn't even around when
no,
your
it was
kids
not.
Were little. That protects against certain types of sexually transmitted disease. It prevents HPV that can lead to cancer or genital warts. You know, the brand name is called Gardasil. Protects against, again, HPV can lead to cancer or genital warts, and that's what that vaccine protects against. That's not one you get as an infant, though. That's one you get, as Randall was correct, as a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old. You get it in your teen years.
Listener reaction, it should be considered child abuse to not vaccinate your children. Another listener says anti-vax people are putting other people at risk. Measles, 98% eradicated. Why wouldn't you get vaccinated? And one other interesting post. My question is, Paul and Jor, how is it possible that people are still questioning the validity of immunizations?
That's conspiracy theories, wives' tales. That's what happens.
Because I read it on the interwebs.
That's what happens when you have bad information.
This person writes, there are several generations that have been vaccinated already, and I would say that the spread of polio, mumps, and other diseases has decreased dramatically over the last few decades. Mary, thanks for sending that in.
Here now, before we hit the break, is Ethan Lindenberger on how he got his shots.
Yeah, so I went to the public health department in my local town in Norwalk, and I spoke to some of the people there, and they were very kind, and they gave me information. I spoke to my family physician, and from then on, I went and made an appointment, and a few months later, I had about 5 vaccines, and I have more coming later this month.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.